when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams, gonna make them
true. Welcome to the Genius Lab, where we help make your dreams come true. And today we're going to make a big step towards making them come true, giving you some practical, functional steps to really make a change in your life. This is week two of April. This is our mineral month in a mineral year. And this is about creating our desired story, creating your desired story. What is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to be like? Who do you want around you? What do you want to be doing? What do you want to be being, you know? So that's what we're going to talk about today. You know, mineral is the element that helps you create a new story. And, the theme for today is how do you realize your greatness? Okay. Mineral has three aspects: realizing your greatness, connecting to your life's purpose, and creating a new story. Well, we're going to talk about realizing your greatness today. And we might even do that next week too, because there's a lot to this, but it's really fun. It's really powerful, and it's not as hard as you might think. So one of the tools that I provide is called a five element power chart. And what this does, it identifies your elemental construct. And what it does for you is it shows your strengths, your weaknesses, your vulnerability, and your primary source of power. And once you learn about yourself and then you study the elements and you learn about other people, it helps you interact in a more positive way. People who are of a water birth here have a tendency to process things through emotion. People who are of the born in a fire year are big dreamers and inspirationalists and sometimes a little ADD. Nature people are into magic and transformation. They know how to make things happen. They know how to look outside the box. They're very powerful. I've worked with a lot of companies and organizations to help do charts for people to see how everybody fits in. And, you know, if you have too much mineral, you can get stuck in the details. If you have too much nature, you can get stuck in not having enough details. And anyway, so the bottom line is, this is a tool you can find at tobychristensen.com. It's called your five element power chart. It is really powerful and an excellent tool that you will use for a long time. So there's the pitch. Okay, now let's get down to it. So once you get your elemental chart and you know what kind of equipment that you have. You have the certain resources. And you're not limited to what you came in with, but what it does is it will help you understand your vulnerabilities as well. Oh, so if I'm vulnerable emotionally, then I need to stabilize, you know, with some mineral. There's formulas that help balance out irregularities that make you stronger and more proficient. So the first thing that you want to do is, what do you want to be and who do you want to be? You know, do you want to be confident, masterful, patient, knowledgeable, understanding, compassionate? You know, what are these, whatever, those are just a few that I pulled out, you know, just first thing on in my brain, just popped those out. But, And whatever it is for you, maybe you want to feel powerful and dynamic and you want to be the controller of things or whatever. It doesn't matter. I have no judgment. I'm just figure out what it is you want to be and who it is you want to present yourself as. And then what do each of the characteristics feel like? I would focus on no more than 10 characteristics, but most of the time people come up with 3 to 5, and that's great. Because that'll keep your hands full for sure, developing these things into who you really want to be. And then, so what do they look like? What does it feel like to be this person? And then we talked about this a little bit before, but I want to bring it up because it's really important. What do you feed your mind with? What do you watch on TV? What kind of movies do you watch? What kind of social media interplay do you use? What's your self-talk? These are all things that will help you either realize your greatness or will help shoot you in the foot because you're always playing the victim or you know, not following through with what it is that defines your greatness. So think about it. You know, what do you feed your mind with? And self-talk is a huge thing, because self-talk is what will lead you to certain TV shows. It'll lead you to certain movies. It'll influence what kind of media interaction, social media interaction you have. It's very important. And then think about, what dreams do you have? Do you have any? And, you know, and this will vary in life. I have found there's been times in my life when I've been a big dreamer and I'm like, I'm going to accomplish this thing, and I go after it. And sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. And then there's been other times when I don't have a dream, which is, for me, being a fire person, we're the dreamers. We're the dreaming clan, you know, but sometimes things feel really hard and I don't have a dream. Well, that's a really good time to start paying attention to your self-talk. What's causing the dream to get squashed? And it's great, because then once you go, you know, I don't have a dream. I'm just going day to day, which, you know, hey, sometimes that's the way it is. And then giving yourself permission to go day to day. And then at some point you just go, dude, time to pull your big boy pants on and get some shit done. And then things change, then motivation changes, and then it's easier, you know. This is where affirmations and meditation is really good, because it helps model your mind towards your desired outcome and not towards a sucky life. I mean, things happen, right? And we don't all have absolute good fortune all the time. I mean, I know a few people who seem to, but anyway, It doesn't always, the cookie doesn't crumble, you know, quite your way all the time. And so we want to begin to look at what's causing that, and how we can, even if life is throwing us a curveball, how do we respond to that curveball? Okay. So think about what dreams you would like to have if you don't have any. Like, maybe it's a simple thing like just being happy. You know, and then what do you need to do to make it come true? You know, one of the things that I found really important is define who the ideal you is. Because there's an old saying, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And that can be off a cliff, that can be into a mud bog, or it could be into a Neiman Marcus store, you know, depending on what you're into. But define the ideal you. You know, for me, what I did was I looked at different areas: spirituality, my physical being, finances, friendships, relationships, you know, that sort of thing. And I started to define who I perceive the ideal Toby is in those situations. And then you look at, you know, what's the distance between where I am and where I want to be. And then usually what I do, because I used to go crazy and I used to have like 500 goals, you know, that's an exaggeration, but I used to have like 20 goals, and then I'd get frustrated because they never came true. Now I pick three things. What are three things that I can focus on this year to move myself closer to my ideal self, from where I am to where I want to be? And so I begin to develop new patterns, new habits that help me materialize the ideal me. Now, some days I'm closer and some days I'm not as close, but it's progress, right? And so the more that you focus on the more you define who you want to be, and the more you're conscious of where you're at compared to that, gives you the motivation to do what you need to do to get where you want to go. Okay. So I ask myself, who is your greatness self? Because I always say, realize your greatness. And it's who is my greatness self? I identify that. And then remind yourself daily. I do this when I get up. First thing when I get up in the morning, I'm like, regardless of how I feel, I am good morning, Toby. Today, you are a day closer to your greatness self. What can you do right now to make it so? And so I go make coffee, really good coffee. And then I meditate and then I exercise, because those are some things that are in my greatness self. I want to be fit. I want to be healthy. I'm strong and vibrant. And so that means get your ass out of bed and get things rolling. I get up at 5:30 every morning. I go to bed between 9:30 and 10 every evening. I try and spend a half hour either reading or meditating before I go to sleep, so that I sleep so that I consciously calm my nervous system down rather than going to bed on a John Wick movie. So anyway, so think about those things. These are very easy things, but they require consciousness, okay? And consciousness is not hard. Consciousness just takes awareness. So the thing that I work with my coaching clients on is be the observer of yourself, okay? Imagine yourself, and try this. This is a great exercise. Try this for a day. Like being standing beside you, watching how you respond to things. It was really funny because I did that the other day, and I made spaghetti for dinner, and I sort of got carried away. And one of the things I want to do is I want to lose 10 pounds, and I want to do it comfortably and with delight without sacrificing. You know, I don't want it to be a torturous weight loss. I want it to be a fun, playful weight loss, and I want to eat what I like to eat. But what I found is that I love food and I love to consume, and I don't need a giant plate of spaghetti. So I got partway done, and then I went for seconds, and then I took two bites of the seconds, and my observer said, "Oh, dude, how's your stomach?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's actually quite full." And then my observer says, "Maybe you should put that in a container and have it tomorrow for lunch." I'm like, good idea. So I saved myself about 500 calories, not to mention massive amounts of starch. And most importantly, I was congruent with who I desire to become. So try that just for fun. Slow down, become your own observer, stand beside yourself and coach yourself through the day. When you get up in the morning, coach yourself. Hey, this is a great day. You guys, Toby or whoever you are, you know, you're going to knock them dead, you know, rock and roll. What can you do today to make it a great day? And it might be one little tiny thing, or it might be, you know, big things. It'll vary from day to day, but work on that self-coaching, work on being the observer, and then root for yourself, be your own cheerleader. And by creating this conscious clarity and guiding yourself towards your greatness self, you will achieve it faster than you might think. So that's it for today. Live with purpose and keep looking forward.